Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, bye, everybody. Happy Mardi Gras. Newell Norman and I here on St. Charles Avenue. Newell up at Gallier Hall. Newell, I don't know if there's a skull and bones that wake everybody up or an offshoot of the group. Who's the spokes skull here? Who's the spokes skull? You are?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the group.
We're the Skeleton Crew. This is our 20th year out of the grave on the streets of New Orleans.
And y'all are dressed like skeletons with the heads and the X's on the eyes and all that stuff. Is this kind of like the skull and bones people who wake everybody up?
It's a different tradition. It's similar, but it's a totally different tradition. This is the Uptown Crew. Skull and bones normally are in Treme or in Central City. We're trying to be respectful of their traditions and doing our own thing at the same time.
So do you wake everybody up, get them ready?
We try.
You might want to tell them to dress warmly, too.
I didn't hear that one.
You might want to tell them to dress warmly while they're at it.
That's not so bad once you get moving.
Y'all have a nice Mardi Gras. You throwing anything or you just walking around? A doubloon, a purple doubloon. I give it to Newell Norman up there. You see him wave, Newell? I give him the doubloon. How about that? Better yet, give me one for him, too.
Tell a Skeleton Crew hello. They look great. They look wonderful. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Newell Norman and Tommy Tucker down here at Gallier Hall on St. Charles Avenue. The music is playing.
Jesus,
purple,
Mary,
green,
and Joseph.
And gold all over
I'm
the
stopping
place.
And I'm talking to these people, and all of a sudden they see Newell Norman. Everybody takes their freaking masks off and starts throwing stuff.
If that's the way today's going to be,
I'm leaving now. Newell Norman, our new star here at WWL. Now, wait a minute. Why are you dressed as the devil and everybody else a skeleton? You have to raise a mask a little bit. I can't hear you.
Sorry?
Why are you dressed as a skeleton, as a devil, and everybody else dressed as a skeleton?
I'm always the devil.
You what?
I'm always the one devil.
Oh, okay. Well, have a good time. You'd think a devil wouldn't be a bad thing today on Mardi Gras, would it?
There's a devil in every group, Tommy.
Yes,
devil in every
is.
Group.
We'll have to see which one this is.
Man, our first marching group right when we're out, 10 seconds into the show, and there they are.
Take a big whiff of barbecue. You smell that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's barbecue, and it's fun in the air, and the crowd's a little bit light, but as it warms up, I think it'll grow a little bit.
A little chilly out here. Wind chill is about in the 20s, probably. Everybody's dressed warm. It looks great. Purple, green, and gold everywhere. A lot of people coming in. It was crowded this morning coming into the driving in down here.
From Belle Chasse, not so much. But, you know, what would you expect?
Well, all 10 of y'all headed this way.
Yes, the entire city, except for the police department, thank goodness. Let me talk to some of these people.
Hey, Tommy, why don't we grab one of the police officers. I want to thank them first and foremost, right out of the start.
All
They've
right.
done a great job this year.
I don't think grabbing is such a good idea.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, our first responders have done a great job, as always, this year.
Newell Norman wants to, you see Newell up there, where's he at? He's waving a white piece of paper. He wants to tell you thank you for everything you did, but you're not going to be able to hear him, so he's going to have to tell me. What do you want to say, Newell?
No, just tell him I appreciate all that they do. They did a great job this year, and I know they're excited about this thing ending around 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Newell said your uniform is a disgrace. How could you dare? No, he didn't say that at all. What he said is he appreciates everything y'all do. It's very hard to do. He knows you're very, very exhausted. You could be working all the way through tonight. He said he appreciates y'all. That's what he said. All right. I should have let it go like I did initially.
Right.
Let me find some people here. How about y'all? Where y'all from?
Washington, D.C.
Is this your first Mardi Gras night?
Yes.
What made you come down?
I'm sorry?
What made you come down?
My friend recently moved here. She was like, come down for Mardi Gras. And I was like, okay.
Moved here from where?
Huh?
From Washington.
So what brought you down, and don't say a train, what brought you down to Washington? What brought you down to New Orleans from Washington?
I work in a high school here, so.
Is this your first Mardi Gras?
Yes.
So you didn't really know what to tell your friends, did you?
I wanted to experience it, so I said come down and experience it with me. So
what has been your experience so far? How has it matched your expectations, exceeded or not?
It was much more fun than I thought it would be. We're not like big crowd people, but I was like, let's do it. So Sunday we went to Bacchus because we couldn't get tickets, and so we just walked up and found a good spot. It was fun. People handed us beads when we couldn't catch them, or like stuff that they would find, which I thought was great. I thought it was like, if you don't catch it, you're out of luck, but they gave it to us. So
all in all, you enjoying it, huh? Good for you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right, back to Newell upstairs.
Tommy, isn't it great to hear people from out of town? First experience of Mardi Gras, having a great time. We're celebrating Mardi Gras in New Orleans. This is Newell Norman with Tommy Tucker live from St. Charles Avenue at Gallier Hall at the greatest free show on earth here on WWL. We got to get to a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell Norman and Tommy Tucker out on St. Charles Avenue live from Gallier Hall at the greatest free show on earth. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be here all day. From 8 we started, we'll be here till 3. Tommy's down on the street. Tommy, who do you have with you?
What do you think makes for a great Mardi Gras costume, Newell?
I don't know. Tommy, tell me.
I think it's got to be a combination of glitter and sparkle. I think it's got to be a combination of satire, not just of one thing, but of a couple of different things together. And I found a couple here, and I asked them where they were from, and they told me 3 times, and I couldn't hear them. Then she said the parish, and I understood exactly what she meant.
There's only one parish.
What is your name?
I'm Tara.
And?
Eddie.
All right, so tell me, who wants to tell me about the costume?
Well, we're frequently the Banditos, but this year we couldn't resist this one. We saw the no call from the wall.
So they got sombreros on, black and gold sombreros. They have black and gold sequin ponchos. And then in glitter, the sign says, saw the no call. So you're tying in your no call, right?
Right.
And then it says, from the wall. So you're tying that in as well. That is the best costume I have seen yet. I'm not kidding. Everybody's walking around, and there's nothing wrong with it, with referee shirts and yellow flags and everything else. You people from Chalmette win the prize. Y'all ought to walk around a little bit later.
All right. We'll have to do that, I guess.
All right. Happy Mardi.
Happy Mardi Gras.
So, Tommy, the real Bandito stole the game with the call. Love it.
Newell said it was the Banditos that stole the call. So you're right. Man, it's a great costume. You know, you can feel it warm up a little bit out here, Newell. The wind is dropping down, purple, gold, and green everywhere. Those are 2 of the better costumes I've seen. I'm not seeing a lot of costumes, have you?
Absolutely. Now, you know, it's a little chilly. I saw some folks with some shorts and sweatshirts and everything up top. I think they're getting ready. The sun's getting up. It's really, the temperature's rising quickly, I think.
Shorts?
I saw shorts. Not Tommy Tucker shorts, but I saw shorts.
My best advice would be put clothing on until you're sweating your rear end off at home, and then you're just about ready to come out.
Well, Tommy, we sit and we wait for Zulu is first up. King Zulu, George Rainey, and Queen Zulu is Kaylin Rainey. And Zulu Honorary Grand Marshal this year, Clarence A. Becknell Sr.
I don't mean to bring anything up here, but they had a little bit of controversy with Zulu, right? So the king this year would be like a replacement king kind of like, or not?
No, I don't know.
I know they had a little bit of trouble. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. But you know, it's funny, Tommy. In the last 10 or 15 minutes, you could feel the crowd and the intensity start to rise. The boxes are starting to fill up here at Gallia Hall. The stands starting to fill across the street as well. A lot of people in Lafayette Square. Beautiful. You know, we're sitting up on top of Gallia Hall, overlooking the square. We see the sun out in front of us. Absolutely stunning view from here.
And I'm looking down the street. I thought a marching group was coming because I saw, true story, I saw a bunch of flags, and it turned out to be one of these guys in the baskets, you know, with all the stuff they sell.
Yeah, one of the street vendors that has about 1,000 items on one grocery basket.
Have you ever seen anybody buy something from any of those?
Yeah.
You have, really?
Yeah. I think you need to buy yourself a hat, you know, while you're there.
No, I don't think so. All right, Newell, here we go. Just hanging on, waiting. I wish I could find somebody in a costume so I could talk to them about it. Let's see what these people are up to. Hi, you, ma'am. What's up? Come talk to me. What are you doing with the phone there? What are you texting somebody? You're texting
somebody? Yes.
Trying to tell them where to meet you?
Well, yeah, tell them to get me something.
Like something to eat?
No, water.
Where y'all from?
Philly and North Carolina.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And North Carolina? Really? What? Is this your first Mardi Gras or not?
No.
What made you come down?
I just love this city.
You've been here before then, huh?
Yeah.
And you've been to Mardi Gras before?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about it?
Probably the food, right?
Have you eaten at some restaurants that you want to mention?
Yeah, we ate at Muriel's. We've ate at a few, yeah.
What do you do back in Philly?
What do I do? I'm a financial planner.
Wow, let's talk about Nick Foles. It's funny because everybody says Carson Wentz is a guy, but yet it seems like the Eagles
every
do
time,
better when...
Right? Every time. Foles pulls it out for us.
So what do you want Philly to do?
You know, Foles seems to bring it home for us before, so...
What's the feeling in Philly?
We're kind of hard fans, so I think after this season, you know, with Wentz, we're ready.
You ever watch that show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Huh?
You ever watch that show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
I was going to ask you which character you thought you most resembled. Thanks for coming and have a great time, huh?
Hey, Tommy, make sure that the Saints are a second favorite team, right?
She's gone, but I'm sure it would be.
So we've had quite a few people from out of town. A couple people from D.C., a couple of folks from Philly in D.C.
Chalmette.
Chalmette, that's way out of town. And I think down your way, too.
It's basically the same thing, just, you know, they got the river running between them. Lagman's, St. Bernard. Here we go. News.
Well, we're seeing a lot more officials from Zulu. They must be getting the word that they're out on the streets and they've started. They started this morning at 8 a.m. Actually, when I was coming down, I saw the tail end of the parade down by Claiborne Avenue somewhere down there. So.
All right, I think we'll take a break now for news on WWL. And back here on St. Charles Avenue, Gary Hall, Tommy Tucker, along with Newell Normand on WWL.
That's right. We're back at Gallia Hall. Tommy's on the street. He's got a whole lot of sheep down there.
I sure do. We got a crew of yellow flags and referees and canes meeting a group of sheets. And let me say this. First of all, if you're going to wear a sheet on Mardi Gras Day, you're dancing with the devil. You realize that, right? Yeah. So tell me who you guys are.
We're with Adventure Caravan, and we're from all over the country. We're a group doing RVing, so this is our Mardi Gras rally.
All right, so here we go. I want you all to introduce yourself. They're all wearing sheets, and they all have different names. Your name is?
Diane Patterson, Tampa, Florida.
No, I meant the sign.
Oh, it says sheet and more sheet.
And you?
Dip sheet.
And you?
Smarter than sheep.
Just read the sign. And you're?
I don't get sheep.
You?
She's a big sheep.
I'm the big sheep.
You?
Gotta stir them up. I'm the sheet stirrer.
All righty. Let's see who else. I don't want to miss anybody. You are? Just your sign. What did you sign?
What the sheep?
I like how they got to look down and look at the sign. What does your sheet say?
I know some sheets.
There you go. You?
And deep sheep.
All right. Let me see who I missed. You are who?
Hello!
What does your sign say?
Pull a sheet.
You?
Hot sheet from New York.
All righty. Your sign?
I don't give a sheet.
And your sign?
North Carolina.
Your sign?
My sign?
Okay. Okay, it says tough sheet. The only one they missed. What is the only one they missed, Newell?
Holy sheet.
Well, Latin, they should have had one with a yellow flag called bullsheet.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. Another group from all over the country. It's amazing down here. Everybody from all over. This is great. This is great. North Carolina, I think Kansas, they said, and some other states. Other sheets.
Yeah. Got the sign on their neck. What does it say? Oh, no.
I don't know.
All I can do is read the
well,
sign.
Well, they woke up this morning.
It's upside down. I know. But
had that Bloody Mary first thing this morning.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's what I needed this morning after rocking hard at Orpheus last night.
How was that, by the way?
Great show. Harry Connick Jr. played. Chet Atkins played. The Prince backup band played. They were incredible last night as well.
We got the DJ up there playing some Temptations now. These ladies are singing along. Let me hear a little bit of that. Go ahead. Let me hear a little bit of that singing.
I've got the sweetest soul, like the birds. Well, I guess you'll say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? I'm talking about my girl, my girl.
Man, I got afraid there, Newell, because, you know, in the police business, you never give up your gun, right?
That's absolutely right.
I surrendered my microphone. I shouldn't have done it.
Well, they're singing. The DJ's got the crowd going. There's not a single person that's not dancing and moving around in the stands.
I got a guy in a Mardi Gras jacket here throwing things. Who are you and what are you throwing? Who are you and what are you throwing?
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. On behalf of Mayor LaToya Cantrell, we are happy to have everybody here on such a beautiful Mardi Gras morning.
What are you throwing up?
We have some limited edition City of New Orleans Mardi Gras whistles for everybody today.
Well, how about that? Congratulations, I guess.
Yeah, happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Dude.
All right, Tommy, I think we're going to head out to Chris Miller at this point in time. We'll stay with us. Tommy Tucker and Newell Norman down at Gallier Hall. We'll be right back. We're back celebrating Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Newell Norman and Tommy Tucker live from St. Charles Avenue at Gallier Hall, the greatest free show on earth here at WWL. Tommy Tucker's down on the street looking for a few folks to try and interview. We're waiting now for Zulu. King Zulu this year, George B. Rainey, and his Queen Zulu, Kaylin L. Rainey, and the Zulu Honorary Grand Marshal, Clarence L. A. Becknell Sr. We got Joe Geruso joining us right now. Tommy, he's up here in the booth, Councilman Joe Geruso. Get him all wired up. Joe, happy Mardi Gras to you.
Happy Mardi Gras, Newell. Good to be out here today.
What a beautiful day.
Oh, you couldn't have asked for any nicer, particularly with all the bad weather we had. Sunshine, we're going to have a great time with Zulu and Rex today.
The city, I have to say, did an incredible job getting all the parades in, threading the needle with the rain, the storms, and everything else, and it was a great job by you guys.
They did a fantastic job. You know, it was a bummer not to see the marching bands, the Toth and Mid-City, but they did what they had to do. We had a little rain last night for Orpheus, but they rolled really well. And now you can't ask for anything better on Mardi Gras Day.
We were at the Orpheus Ball last night, saw Harry Connick Jr. play, Trace Atkins. I said Chet Atkins earlier. Trace Atkins play. We saw the Prince Band. They were incredible. A lot of people, a lot of energy last night on the street as well.
Oh, yesterday was a tremendous night. And for people my age, my generation, seeing Mario Lopez was such a big deal.
About that.
That's exactly right, because he was A.C. Slater. So for anybody who's in their 30s or 40s who grew up watching Saved by the Bell, it's a neat little treat. And, you know, Newell, I was thinking, I was actually here with my grandfather when Orpheus rolled for the first time in 1994. So it's a really strange feeling being here 25 years later doing all this.
You know, this is my first time back to Gallia Hall since the 70s. And we used to come down here when I used to work right out in front of here as a police officer. And I had a lot of fond memories, a lot of fond sights as well.
Yeah, there's always something that's eye-opening that walks by. I'm sure we'll see a lot of people mocking the refs, right, from the NFL.
Oh, you think?
By far, that has been the most popular.
How about
throw.
Goodell? You think we'll see some?
I think we'll see some Goodell.
Goodell clowns?
Without a doubt. That's going to be top of the list. I expect to see some Polario, too. So it's going to be a good day today.
Joe, give a shout-out to Tommy Tucker. He's out on the street out there.
Tommy, where are you, man? You're doing some heavy lifting out there.
I am. I'm doing most of it, actually.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, one word of advice. Keep your hands up at all times.
I will. I was going to say, you know, like most New Orleanians say, and Newell, you can tell me if it's just New Orleanians, I see some sirens coming.
Yep.
You can't really see sirens, but people confuse the lights and the sirens.
Joe and I will tell you, those are tease vehicles. They're just teasing you that the parade's coming.
I asked the NOPD officer if he knew who it was, and he told me, do you want to go too?
It's too early for that, Tom.
Yeah, that's how they, and you can't blame them. We were talking about that yesterday. You got to use that phrase. Otherwise, how are you going to control the crowd? And all those of us that grew up here know, when an officer says, you want to go too, you back up, right? Because you don't want to go too.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
Joe. Final thoughts?
Oh, I just want everybody to have such a wonderful day today. This is a great day for the city. for people to be out enjoying family, being together. I wore my No Political Discussions t-shirt today because it's all about having fun, relaxing, and all of us being together to enjoy Mardi Gras.
This is a politics-free zone today, right?
That's exactly right. It's just about being with
no
family.
D's, no R's, no I's.
That's exactly right. We're all New Orleanians, and we're going to have a great day.
Absolutely. Joe DiRusso, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Joel.
District
thanks,
A.
Thanks, Tommy. Take care.
Nice seeing you. Happy Mardi Gras.
Joe's always willing to come on and give us the latest as to what's going on. Tommy, back to you out there.
I got the half-fast marching club coming up. I'm going to do a little business out in the open here. Dave, got to be careful how you say that on Mardi Gras. Dave Potter back at the studio. Do you want to take a break here? We got the half-fast marching club coming up. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with Pete Fountain, the late Pete Fountain's half-fast marching club. Newell Norman, Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Denny Harrell down there for the Pete Fountain half-fast walking club.
Pete's son-in-law, how you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. We're having a wonderful day.
You feel the spirit of Pete with you?
You listen to this band right now. He's here. He's with us.
How do y'all decide on what color suits?
We wake up and go, that's what we're going to do this year. That's all. It's nothing really complicated about it.
You look great as always, man. I hope y'all have a great day, a great ride, and God bless Pete Fountain.
Pete was one in a million, and we got million-dollar bills for you.
Tommy, the truth be told, pink is Benny's favorite color.
Pink is Benny's favorite color. That's what Newell says. Look, you see? Newell Norman up there. He says pink's your favorite color.
Yeah, this is our favorite color. Yeah.
We'll leave it go right now for that. Thank y'all.
That's Benny Harrell, the son-in-law of Pete Fountain, and they still have the Pete Fountain Half-Ass Walking Club going. They've been partying since early this morning. They started parading down on Louisiana Avenue, and Tommy just got to talk to these guys. They got to be at least, I don't know, Tommy, 200 or 300 strong, huh?
You know Benny, don't you?
Yeah.
You know everybody, don't you? I swear to God, I've not seen anybody that I've spoken to that you didn't know. There he is waving at everybody. I saw a police officer in front of the half-ass marching club. Said, you know Newell Norman? Yeah, absolutely.
They're a great group, been marching for a long, long time, and this is how we know, actually, that today is really getting started. They're one of the first walking groups to come down the street.
How long have you been marching?
10 years.
I love it.
Love it, love it, love it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the beads. I'm glad you didn't kiss me. Not anything against him. I just, you know.
Tell the truth now. That's exactly what you were looking for.
How are you?
I'm doing great today. Wonderful day. Beautiful morning. Happy Mardi Gras to everybody.
Sam Neill, you know Newell Norman up there? Look.
I do know Newell up there.
I knew it. I swear to God, everybody knows Newell Norman. What's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, Chris. Hey, Chris, now I recognize you. How you doing, man? Happy Mardi Gras. Give me a pair of beads. Give me a pair of them pearls.
You see, Tommy, that's what happens when you get old. You can't even remember who you know.
Give me a little kiss on the cheek. Come on, a little kiss on the cheek. Come on, get in touch with your feminine side. There you go. I knew it was going to happen. You know why, Newell?
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Because while you know everybody, I have an irresistible charm about me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
But you're also getting so old, you can't remember who you know.
I know. Well, there's another consideration there as well. But, you know. Hey, what did Joe DiRusso just say? No politics, right?
This is a political-free zone
there
today.
There you go. So,
no D's, no R's, and no I's.
No C's for corporate. None of that either. We got none of that
dark money either. You know?
Woo! No, none of that.
Hey, I don't know about you, but you feel the intensity of the crowd. It's starting to build.
You know, what you said earlier is true. Once you see Pete Fountain's half-fast group, how you?
How you doing? Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to you, too. Once you, you see, now everybody knows you, Newell. Me, I think they know me, and they just see me with a microphone. That's the difference. And then when they realize, oh, I don't know who that is, they keep moving. No, when Pete Fountain passes by, you know that we're getting ready. It's kind of like the... I can't say preseason or opening act, because they're an act up and on to themselves.
That's correct.
But you just know that it's getting ready. Man.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Happy Mardi Gras.
You actually know that you're on the threshold of the beginning of Fat Tuesday.
That's the what I was trying to say.
There you go.
I love the suits each year, the different colors, and I guess. Hey, let me ask you this. How long have you been marching?
The third year.
You keep the suits every year in the closet?
New suits every year.
No, but I mean, do you keep them at home?
At one time only use. I mean,
I was going to say, I don't think you'd wear that to a funeral, would you?
No.
All right, nice talking to you. Well, because last year I think it was bright orange, wasn't it? And then the year before, like a bright blue.
Yeah. Interesting colors every year. And they had to have been about 300 to 350 strong for sure. Big group this year, big group.
About of those 350, about how many did you know?
Three or four.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm going to take a break. Coming back, more Mardi Gras coverage. Newell Norman, the star. And I'm here, too, back in a flash. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.